Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much, man. We take a quick break here from the Panthers. Huge dominating win last night. We'll have Goldie with us in a little while. But we do have another story going on here as mini camp is set last 3 days before the guys take a break. And there is a lot of questions on this team, including what are they going to add to this team? Because we've been talking about the same group of veteran cornerbacks, and now we've added Jair Alexander to the list. Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Fins and NFL analyst for A to Z Sports, joins us. Kyle, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I was just, I really hope you guys spent some time this morning talking about that stunning offensive display of squirting the opposing bench with your water bottle that we saw from the Edmonton Oilers last night.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if – I'm curious to see if anybody is going to get on him. Yeah, that was different. That was kind of petty as far as your team getting your ass kicked and you decide to the frustration of Edmonton. Yeah, that was a strange one. So, hey, Kyle, so we got another name on there. Where do you rank Alexander? How much money do you spend? I saw it looked like a lot of teams interested in him at the right price. I don't know if he's going to be able to get $16.5 million from anybody, his base salary for this year. What do you think happens there? He's missed a lot of games.
Yeah, I think that's the thing for me is there's some – with some reporting out of the local beat in Milwaukee that Green Bay potentially had the framework of a deal in place earlier this spring to trade Alexander, but the team that was trading for him didn't want to pay him $16.5 million. And the Packers didn't want to pay anything down because he didn't have any guaranteed salary left, and Alexander didn't want to take a pay cut, so the trade never happened.
Right.
And then Green Bay came to him with an amended contract that had a lot of money and incentives, and he turned that down too. So you don't really get the sense that Jair's just kind of looking for a right place to go for a couple million bucks and go play some football, right? And you missed 20 games the last two seasons out of a possible 34. Age 29 season, the prime of his career, unfortunately, has kind of been racked with injuries three of the past four seasons. I expect he's probably going to try to make it count, but all these other veteran corners that are out there and the injury history that he has, yeah. I don't think he's going to have a really robust or impressive opportunity unless a team gets super desperate for a corner and has the cash/cap on hand to potentially overpay him. I look at a team like the Raiders as a team that maybe makes some sense with their need at corner, and they also have top eight cap space in the NFL right now.
So let's go through this list. I know we've done it before. Rasul Douglas, 30 years old, played 15 games, started 15 last year. Stephon Gilmore started 15. He's going to be 35 here in September. Shaq Griffin, Mike Hilton, Asante Samuel waiting to get cleared from an injury. They're hoping that happens in right before the season, camp starts.
Yep.
And he's 25, but he only played four games. Jack Jones and then Alexander. So who do you like on the cheap to come in that, by the way, part of their job is going to be leadership of all these young guys, right? Experience that's willing to share it. And the second part is, can we get any quality starts that's going to have some production from any of these guys?
Yeah, I think Gilmore can still go as far as the level of play, and he's obviously the best fit from a mentor perspective because he at his peak was the best player, and he's the most tenured player. So that's the one that I look at, and has he lost a step? Absolutely, as it's a late-stage corner, but really technically refined player, really smart player.
Yeah.
He's probably the one at this stage. They're all available for different reasons, and they all have different kinds of red tape that come with them, right? You're not on a roster in June because you don't have any question marks. If you want to lean into, hey, veteran mentorship, we think you can still play based off of your level of play this past year.
Right.
Gilmore's the one I think is probably the most attractive, but it's, I guess, then that pivots into what kind of defensive coverages do you want to play at a higher rate this year? Does Stephon Gilmore fit that versus do you think one of the other guys, I know it's Barry Jackson reported they had an offer and a visit with Rasul Douglas. That seemed like that was maybe the first place that their mind went at the position.
Well, they didn't get the money. I'm guessing if they would have got the money they wanted, we'd have seen them at a couple OTAs or at this mini camp. Because I think some of these guys still going, this might be my last go at getting some money, right? So they're all kind of waiting this thing out. But when do these guys start? You know, is this going to be the number one question for Mike? Hey, are we going with these young guys, or do you expect to still add a veteran guy?
I think their behavior this spring gives you every indication that they're going to bring somebody in, is my expectation still. I'm wondering if they're all waiting on Ramsey to get traded. You know, like, are all these free agents kind of waiting on the teams that are maybe most interested in adding a potential free agent other than the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Are waiting on the Dolphins to trade Jalen Ramsey. So I would not be surprised if something happened this week at some stage with somebody. But then again, I also wouldn't be surprised if you don't get until a week before training camp before you really start the season movement too.
Let's talk about Jalen Ramsey, because you're right. That's sitting out there. And would you agree? He's the best of this whole group by far still, right?
Yeah.
Are you with me on that? Okay.
Yes, I agree with that wholeheartedly for a couple different reasons, and you know, specifically pertaining to Alexander. I know some Dolphins fans yesterday that I had seen had questions about, you know, does Jaire Alexander getting cut mean that the Dolphins are going to end up having to cut Ramsey? I think there's two big differences between those two situations. The first being durability. Ramsey the last 5 years has played over 2,000 snaps more than Jaire Alexander has. And that includes Ramsey missing the first 2 months of his first season here with a freak injury at training camp. And then the other one being the Dolphins have Ramsey's salary guaranteed. So if the alternative is you cut him and you pay all the $21 million that he's owed, or you trade him and you pay a portion of it to get whatever you can, it doesn't help the Dolphins' checkbook, but Steve Ross is doing okay, right? Like, you do what you got to do to get out of it, and you get an asset back.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's because I still have people. I'm guessing you get this. Is there any way Jalen Ramsey can just make up with Mike McDaniel and they can get on the same page and, hey, no bad blood. You know, it's a cold business. All right, I'll come back. I just don't see that happening. I think they want him as far away from Hard Rock Stadium as possible.
I would be inclined to agree with you. I would say the least likely thing that there is to happen is for everybody to get around the campfire and pretend like all the things that have happened both publicly and privately behind closed doors have not happened.
Let's talk about the other side of this. Does somebody step up over there and go, you know what? We've already, Mike McDaniel finally came out and said, we are going young, probably should have done it before. Storm Duck, Cam Smith, Ethan Bonner, would you be surprised if I said those three were playing a lot of football as either starters or in a nickel package or even dime package more than they've played?
Depending on the health of the other guys that you have, I would be surprised if if any of those three names, obviously they're, you're hoping it's Cam Smith with his pedigree as a second round draft choice, but you're going into year three, light bulb had yet to come on through the first two seasons. I really think Cader Kohou at one spot, who in base will play outside, and then if you want to play him in the nickel, you can. I think Artie Burns has a nice inside track. I think it's, you just don't want to put too much of a snap share and expectation on Artie Burns' plate, but he played in the system last year in Seattle with Mike McDonald. And he had some nice tape last year. It's just not been a guy that's played a lot of volume. So if Burns is your fourth corner, Cater's one of the top two. You sign somebody to be the top two. The question becomes, do you play more three safeties? Do you like one of these young guys that steps up? Is it Artie to start the year and then you transition as you go? But I think all three of the names that you mentioned are preferably and probably outside players, which would, in base, not make them a starter.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Well, some of them have had good camp days. I get it. We seem to talk a lot about Ethan Bonner having some really good camp days and everybody saying good things about him. Do they trust him in a game, regular season game, to play? Because he really hasn't played a lot of football the last couple of years. So I want to roll on here and ask you, after all that money they gave out last year, right before the season started, you think that hurts? Two guys that you really like a lot on this team, two of the better players in Janu and Zach Sealer. What do you think?
I don't think it should. I think it would be overreactionary, and in my opinion, it would be bad business to be prisoners of the moment and allow what happened last year to just automatically deter you from doing business. Now, I think it's fair to ask with Janu, you know, how hot of a hot seat is Mike on? And if things don't go well and you give him guaranteed money pass this year, are you playing in a different offensive scheme? And do you want to be on the hook for that? Like, I think the conversation's a little different for Zach Sealer, especially. But then again, he has multiple years left on his contract. And that was kind of the situation that the Dolphins got burned with when they moved money around in Tyreek's and they gave Jalen Ramsey a contract extension. But it's paying the right players. And I think the biggest differentiator for me is both Jonnu Smith and Zach Sealer, from everything that we know, see, hear, how they perform, how they conduct themselves.
Right.
They're the right kind of players that you give extensions to reward good play, to help set the culture.
Yeah.
So if your only motivation to not do a deal is, well, we did them last year under similar kinds of contract years left remaining or whatever, I think that's bad business. But I do think you can't let them hold your feet to the fire like a couple of players did last year, and it really burned you.
So one last question for you. We saw free agency basically outside of paying a guard. It was low base, high incentives for everybody. For just about everybody seemed like they got a $2 or $3 million a year contract. you expect that kind of pay for one of those veteran cornerbacks that's been sitting out there? They're looking for that kind of deal again with high incentives?
I think that's what the Dolphins would like to get. I think maybe once they have a little bit of a better idea on what they're freeing up from Ramsey, it can maybe give them some leverage to put a little bit more into it and potentially give a little bit more of a higher base. So I think that's the first domino that has to fall. I'd be surprised if the Dolphins made a move before they made that move. But I would imagine the structure is probably similar, where it's probably a one-year deal with a couple million-dollar base and a chance to tack on potentially a few more million with incentives. And if players have options, they're probably not going to lean too heavy into those this early in the summer.
Yeah, I'm with you, by the way. You got to get this Jalen Ramsey thing. It's just out there. Mike's getting tired of answering about it. I know he doesn't want to say anything. Nobody's going to say anything negative about Jalen Ramsey. You want to hurt the value already because you may have to throw some money into this deal to trade him. But they got to get that done. That's got to be on top of the list. Somebody's got to grow a pair over there and get that deal done. I just got to move him, man. And then
you got a lot of dominoes waiting on getting that player out of the building.
Yeah, that's a great call. Kyle, thank you. I really appreciate you coming on as always, man. Good stuff.
My pleasure, Joe. Good catching up with you.
All right, Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Fins and NFL analyst for A to Z Sports as well. Goldie's going to join us. We're going to have Gold coming up here in a little while. We'll track him down. We gave him a chance to get a little sleep from last night. What a game. What a friggin' game. This is a finals. This is not the first round of the playoffs. They went 6-1. Edmonton's got to go, wait a second, what just happened? We had a chance to win both games in Edmonton, and now we got beat every way possible, every way possible. Hey, we'll come back, talk more about that. A lot of stuff from last night. We'll hear from the great one, Wayne Gretzky, as well. But right now, I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED, low T. Guys don't like talking about it, man. It's the ED part nobody likes talking about because like guys laugh. You can't get you know the deal. Well, listen, man, if you have it, it's going to happen sooner or later to every guy out there. So if you have it, I understand you're not telling anybody. I do. I got buddies. We're all in the same age, all going through the same thing. If your energy level is really low, you're dragging, almost feel depressed about half the time, you got low T, you know that. And usually ED follows low T around, which means your sex drive is either gone or damn near gone. So whether you're laughing at me right now or not, if you'd like to get it all back, you can do it quickly with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Man, they will take care of it in a program that's perfect for you. You set up an appointment with Atlantic Men's Clinic in one of their six locations. You'll get your T, your PSA test done. You'll meet with their professionals, and they'll put together a program that's perfect for you and your numbers, and then they will knock out ED and low T quickly. How's it like get older and all of a sudden you haven't had this kind of energy in 10 or 12 years, and now you're running around, you're keeping your weight down because you are more active, and then on top of that, you got your sex drive back. I don't know about you. That's important to me, man. And with six locations in South Florida, you've got one close to you. Matter of fact, we got one coming up in Hollywood soon. 877-455-7300. Great results. The right way to do it. The professional way to do it. They police your program to make sure you get the best results. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment or go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com and get more information.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.